We'll do it live. Fuck it. Fucking thing sucks.
Danny boy. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Happy Hour-ish here on Exotica TV. Episode 900 million, for those that are counting. I am your host, Jay. This is my lovely cohort, Dan Davis, over on my other side. How you doing, Danny boy?
Hello, my hetero life mate.
How are you?
This is our 18th one of these. We've done 18 happy hour issues.
It feels like 18. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah.
I don't know. It's like crazy. What's that noise I keep hearing?
I hear this like bubble in the background. So what's up? What's new with you, man? Another day burned. We got like end of July. We're sliding into August. We got 1 month of summer left. Then the kids probably don't go back to school, and we probably stay at home and are their primary caregivers. It's a terrifying proposition.
Dude, I have no fucking idea what's going to happen, man. I just don't know.
Yeah, well, you know.
But the
in Exotica news.
What? In Exotica news, we officially moved Miami this week.
Yes.
Because, you know, Lord knows we were very much looking forward to going to Miami. There's no fucking way in hell.
We officially moved the dates in Miami. We unofficially have known that that shit was coming for a long ass time. So we moved the dates. We are now back into February. Next up, Chicago, in October. So it gives us some time to like breathe and hopefully like, Donald Trump's coming out with the quarantine with the vaccination in September. Mark my words right now. He's been in the bomb shelter.
They're working on it.
He's with his really smart uncle. He wasn't down in the bunker hiding. He wasn't hiding. He was down there inventing the quarantine or the vaccination for coronavirus. And so in September, he is going to come out. He's going to say, my smart uncle and I, we came up with this thing. Everybody should get it. And we're all going to be cured by election time. Where... maybe depending on the actual date of the election.
He's working closely with Doc Brown and Dr. Pepper.
Yes, that's very true.
They're very close to it.
So yeah, I don't know.
Tastes like it's... cherry soda and reek of Back to the Future.
It could be ridiculous. So yeah. Other than that, we're still working on our time killer in between Exoticas. We have a new business that is going to be kind of unrolled and unveiled very soon. Hopefully, I don't know, Dan. What do you say? What's your guess? When do we get to tell the world about it yet?
About our imaginary company that's becoming
about our make
real?
Our pretend company, yeah.
Our make pretend company, Vandalay Industries.
Not Vandalay Industries. What was your guess?
Prestige
couple
worldwide.
Couple weeks, you think? We can tell people.
Couple
about
weeks.
This?
Okay. 3 weeks. 3 weeks from now.
3 weeks. Okay. Good. I like to hear it.
We'll make this happen.
But until then, we're right here on Exotica TV doing our happy hour-ish thing. It's my 12th anniversary today, so I have buttered my wife up pre-interview to go, you know, reap the rewards post-interview. So everything's coming up Milhouse. I'm raring and ready to go.
Coming up Milhouse.
Yeah. It's The Simpsons.
By the way, is she into
all
flamingos?
Us young kids watch that. Yeah, oh no, she's more of a shrimp person, which is exactly why, if you'll notice, that I have flamingos and shrimps. See that? Not shrimp.
Are there shrimps on there? Well, do you know?
Yes.
Shrimps. Do you know that flamingos get their pink color because they eat shrimp?
I thought it was from like the algae or something weird that they eat. Like the.
I don't think it's true.
You're close to it. You're also very high. So
do you know that? Also, do you know that a pelican's beak can hold more than its belly can?
Shut up! I don't want to hear it. Sing me the song. Sing me the song. Do
it's
it.
Pelican. It's pelican. Its beak can hold more than its belly can.
Yeah. Okay. That's you know what we're gonna keep moving. This is where we've digressed.
But today I want to wish you also. Besides a happy anniversary, it's also National Avocado Day, National Mutt Day, National Talk in an Elevator Day, National Get Gnarly Day, National System Administrator Day, and National Raspberry Cake Day.
And, which we might have learned still unconfirmed, I believe is National Orgasm Day, which probably should be the lead on a show like Happy Hour-ish with Exotica TV.
Well, I wish you an anniversary Happy Orgasm.
Thank you, man. I mean, it was either that or what was one of the other 18 other ones? Happy National...
National Get an Early Day?
National Talk in an Elevator Day. That's my favorite. All right, so...
Do you have an elevator in your back in Philly there?
Yes, I'm back in Philly. There is no elevator. We tried to put a dumbwaiter in, but the architect said we were crazy.
Well, we were supposed to have two guests tonight, but luckily we only have one, and we have the right one. who just froze.
Uh-oh. She'll be back. Nope. I hear her though. So.
Yep, I hear her. There, she is. There you okay. are. Okay, so
continue, Dan.
We want to welcome in the migraine-less, the wonderful, the smart and talented, the lovely Miss D Styron. Hi, D. How are you?
Hey, how are you guys?
What's up, Yay. D?
He's playing a little sound effect. He goes, yeah.
So first, D, we want to thank you for being able to make it here. I also want to take a moment of silence for those suffering from massive migraines and large headaches. And we wish them all the best. And Dan, what was the other
thing? Our thoughts and prayers are with you. We should take a moment of silence right now.
Okay. There we go. Yep. All right. So,
D, how the hell are you? You're coming to us live from Houston, huh?
Right, the hot spot.
I am. It is. It's like 100 degrees.
Hot spot, COVID hot spot, right?
That too, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that thing. So I heard I heard that Texas, it's a little, you know, Texas is a weird place because you kind of have Austin, which doesn't belong in Texas at all. And then you have, you know, Dallas, Houston. I've heard that Houston is actually like the super hot spot these days. Like it's, you know, as far as coronavirus and whatever, are you guys in like full out lockdown there or like, you know, what's going on?
No. I mean, it's Texas, like, you know, media likes to, make everything bigger than it is.
Right.
But.
Well, everything is bigger in Texas.
Dee, I have one question. How close to you are, or how far away is your nearest firearm right now?
Mine? I don't have any firearms.
Okay. Well, I was just going to take a wild shot in the dark with Texas.
I'm sure there's one next door.
It's like 3 feet through that wall. My neighbor's packed.
Probably there. Like if I knock on the door next, to me, I'm sure they have them. Man. You know, And definitely they open carry everywhere, but you know, they fucked that up by making us wear masks. So, you know, you can't wear a mask and carry an open firearm. So, you know,
it's wild. It's wild.
I was wondering how that would work. So you can't carry firearms now in public because you're wearing a mask.
Open. Like you can't carry them openly. You can still conceal them and wear a mask.
But like dudes in Texas just roll through like fully, like on the belts, like ready to roll.
Like
Yosemite Sam shit.
And they because you can't see the person with the mask, is that the thing? Like you can't see the person's face or whatever?
I suppose so. Like, I mean, I guess they don't want you to look like a bank robber and wear your mask and have your gun.
I actually went to a bank not too long ago and I had very weird feelings like walking in fully like covered up like I was, you know, trying to, you know, I definitely looked like a bad guy.
Make sure you don't say this will only take a minute.
It's the only time you can look like a bank robber and it's okay.
That's true.
And just don't say, I was watching Tommy Boy when he says, this will only take a minute.
Yes.
One of my favorite movies.
Don't mind me. So you have a very interesting past. We were learning that you went from becoming a teacher to an adult star. So what did you teach?
I taught kindergarten and first grade. Little babies.
Now, were you ever doing the two at the same time? Like, were you camming like on the side before?
No. I was a swinger. Married.
That clears it up because your bio said that you were an avid winger.
Yeah.
This is true. We were like, we really want to know what a winger is.
Do you like chicken wings or you like cheesy 80s metal? She's only 17.
No, they left off the S. I was a swinger and, you know, I like to, you know, when you have 25 little 5-year-olds in a room all day long and you never have any kind of adult interaction, then, you know, you kind of go crazy. So
you need extra adult interaction. You go right off the deep end.
Swinging was, you know, our thing on the weekends, right. and we enjoyed that. And it was also my kind of thing to do, like, during lunch break. So, you know, my husband liked to pick me up, and, you know, I would just go have fun with my boy toy during lunch for 20, 30 minutes and then hop back into class.
What made you make the jump? Like, was it a conscious decision? Was it something that happened that you were like, okay, let me try this? Was it, I need to get out of teaching? Like, what made you make the switch?
It was kind of a mix of all of it. Okay. It was the year after Katrina. Yep. Being in Houston, everyone from New Orleans moved here and were placed here. So the demographics of my school completely changed, and it became very difficult to teach there. And being the fact that I've always taught in a low-income school, and that was never an issue. But when you put those type of children in a school that's not a low-income school, and you don't have the right administration or the system to know how to teach them, then it just becomes chaos. So it was that, the fact that I had my own children that were little at the time. I was already a swinger. And, you know, I was just kind of fed up with teaching. And I wanted to be with my own kids rather than, you know, raising everyone else's children.
Yep. A lot of teachers that I know don't have kids for that reason, because it's like, you know, you either have one or the other.
Right. Yeah. I was going home, you know, not wanting to be with my own children. So I kind of, you know, got to the point where
I was like, join the club, sister. I've been living through this. I've been living through quarantine with two of them. Are you kidding me? I will literally put them on a plane and send them to Houston right now.
You got no pity for me, because my son just graduated. He's 18. My daughter's 15. It's fucking hell.
How old are your kids now, Dee?
Mine are, 22, 18, and 14. So you're getting there.
Almost in the clear. You're almost there. You're almost there.
Yeah,
that's why I keep telling my girlfriend, I can't wait to the day that all of our kids are gone and we're just going to run away, not tell anybody where we're going.
But do they ever really leave? That from everything I've always,
it doesn't matter. We'll have two houses. They won't know which one we'll ever at.
just hide away.
Change the locks. Well, pretend like it doesn't happen.
And we're lucky. We have a house and we have a studio, so you know we can get away from home. Okay. So it's nice to be able to have a separate.
Do you guys still swing?
It's harder to swing once you are in the adult industry. Like, it just doesn't work that way anymore. Okay. You know, I mean, as for our film,
is it because you like walk into a party and people are like, oh shit, like, you know, versus just a stranger?
Well, and it was kind of a progression anyway. I was a swinger. I was introduced to webcam. So that's actually what I started doing. A mutual friend, she did it kind of under the table. She was a webcam model. And this is back in 2009. So it was like, you know, beginning of webcamming. I did it on iFriends, which is no longer around, before my free cams came into play. And, you know, pretty much like right when my free cams started, then everybody started webcamming. That it was our swinger friends. All the girls decided to, you know, get into it. That was like right after I did it. And then it became like our friend group became this weird competitive group of people because, you know, once you mix money with anything, it changes. Yep. And honestly, I've always been pretty hardcore, and my toys are kind of ridiculous and huge and massive. And I was just told I was way too hardcore for webcam. You know, I've always kind of considered webcam kind of like strippers online,
right?
Like, you know, because it's all about the tease. And I'm just pretty much a sure thing.
Great description. That's like, that should be your new tagline. I'm pretty much a sure thing.
Yeah, I mean, I really did well with like privates. Like, most of my money I made on webcam was like, okay, hey, you know, here's all my toys. Which one?
Right.
Fuck, let's go private. So, yeah, I mean, it was not about here. Let's spin the wheel and, you know, let's play some silly little game. You know, it just didn't fit my persona. So
you're lucky, man, because that. I mean, honestly, since starting Exotica TV. I have a newfound respect for what it takes to actually produce something live, you know, going and doing what we're doing. Forget about even taking our clothes off. Dan and I tried that. We didn't make any money.
We have, by the way, speaking of money real quick, not to interrupt you, Jay.
Right.
We've made We've been doing this for 18 weeks. We've made $55 doing Exotica TV. That's five American dollars.
Yes.
That's
so
it.
You'll see a little message scrolling on the bottom of the screen, right? Or is it going this way? I don't fucking know which way it's going. But it says just a tip. So you can go on this streamlabs.com/exotica and tip us. And you know what? If somebody today's your lucky day, since we have extra spots and Kit didn't show up. I mean, couldn't show up.
If you want to pretend to be Kit, you can hit me up on Skype, exotica_J, and we'll have you in and we'll interview you as Kit.
As Kit Burns. So donate some money to a good cause.
Yeah, but it takes a donation, a big one.
We have children. At least $6. We used to this.
Anyways, okay, Dan, enough of our infomercial. So I was saying, I can't believe I actually remembered this because I've been attempting to remember it. What I was going to say was watching the other side of this, besides setting it all up, is watching what cam girls will get on and be like, I worked 8 hours today. I'm like, that shit is a workout. Like, how do you... I mean, I don't know. It's kind of like, I love McDonald's cheeseburgers, but if I have to make McDonald's cheeseburgers for fucking 8 hours a day, like, I don't want my McDonald's cheeseburgers ever again. Like, that's
what if you worked in making deep dish pizza in Chicago?
It would take me a little bit longer to not like it, but I would still inevitably end up not liking it.
Yeah, it's you have to get creative, you know. You just have to. It gets to the point. Well, like now, I work for Cam4 exclusively. I only do it, and honestly, I didn't do webcam for a really long time. Like, right. I haven't done it at all. And then I just decided this year, because I've been gone for a while. I had a big break, came back, and I kind of missed the, you know, live interaction with my fans and being able to talk to people. So
shout out to Cam4, right? You're on Cam4 the most.
Cam4.
She's exclusive, Jay. Exclusive.
Cam4.
I'm an ambassador for Cam4, and I actually will be on tonight from 8 to 11 p.m. on Eastern.
Do we have to address you as ambassador?
Ambassador Siren. Yes. I think you should probably update your Twitter handle.
So you mentioned that you took a break from it because of a break. So you got to tell me a little bit more, because just reading about this, you had some really bad car accident and you broke your neck.
I did. So a lady hit me and flipped my car into the median. And yeah, so I broke my neck. And so I was gone for about 5 years, actually.
Holy shit. Wow.
So I was nominated.
Did you have to wear like the halo and stuff?
Halo. Yeah, I did wear a neck brace. I've had two neck surgeries, so they fused my necks. Yeah, I have that one right here, and then I have another one
right here.
Yep.
I only got one fusion.
I had pussy. Well, first one didn't work, so they had to redo it. So it's been really big struggle. I have nerve damage on the left side of my body. My shoulder's kind of crunched in, and so I really can't feel the left side. I've broken my foot twice. All this like craziness, just because I don't like have any feeling.
Does it obviously it took you a long time to rehab back to get to where you are today. Do you still do rehab for this type of thing, or is it, you know, are you where you are?
Well, I rehab is just, you know, learning to kind of use your muscles again.
Right.
And I did that for about 2.5 years. So I kind of learned to just do that by myself. Mm-hmm. After the
Dan uses his muscle by himself all the time.
Yeah, it just takes a lot of like, you know, moving and yeah. That honestly, like for my shoulder, that is like the perfect motion, like this. That's what the doctor told me
there you
to
go.
Do this. So I was like, okay.
Jay puts his fleshlights in the dishwasher.
why does it always have to go there?
Because you gotta pick on me, so I'm gonna pick on back at you.
Find something else to pick on me about. I thought the dishwasher was a reasonable place to put my fleshlight.
Really not a good choice. Did it melt?
No, it just.
No, but the rest of his chicken dinner the next night tasted very salty.
whatever.
That's gross. That's gross.
I have a long history of ruining things in the dishwasher. Anyways, we're moving on.
He put his glasses in. I forgot about the glasses. Thank you for reminding me.
All right, you're welcome.
No, so now they go in, they burn the nerves in the back of my neck.
Right.
They put me to sleep, and they use some kind of, like, element that's heated, and they kill the nerves, like, every 6 months so that I don't get these massive, crazy headaches.
Wow.
So.
Unlike Kit Mercer.
Which I wasn't going to say, because that's just, like, so bad.
Oh, dude. I'm telling you, man.
If she ever comes to a show, she's going to fucking murder me.
No, this is not the show that you want to cancel on. This is what happens.
You're going to totally get roasted.
I know better.
I'm glad I showed up.
Yeah, no problem. We're glad we didn't have to take it out on you.
Would you like to know our no-show list? We have a no-show list.
We do. Well, let's run over it real quick. Go for it, Dan.
Kenzie Taylor.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but she's awesome, and she did show a bunch. She just is too big.
No, that's Kenzie Reed.
Oh, sorry. I'm confused. Mistake. No.
Kenzie Taylor.
She was a car accident.
She had a car accident that day, so we'll accept that one.
If we believe it.
We had Chris, what's her name? Jada Stevens was scheduled for our 420 show, right? Yep. Perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah.
She didn't feel well on 420. So we were supposed to go live at 420. And she canceled at 4:00.
So that was fun.
Lame.
She didn't feel well. Her health was paramount, she said. Or actually, she didn't use the word paramount.
Who else?
Alexis Amore. We had our 15th anniversary show for the Exotica show, and we wanted to have guests on that were at the very first Exotica. Alexis Amore, we hope you're doing well. We still haven't heard from you.
She just never appeared.
Never showed up. Oh. And last but not least, Kit Mercer.
Yep. R.I.P.
No, yeah, seriously. I mean, look, migraines are bad. You've had them. I've had them.
Yeah. I've
never had a migraine.
It's terrible.
Jay, you are my migraine.
I know. Exactly why I've never had one. And I put them all on you.
So you have your own company also, right? Siren XXX Studios.
Yes. I have my own production company with my husband here in Houston. And
is he a performer?
Performer, yes.
Is he like a shoulder down kind of guy or?
Well, he's the kind of person that jumps in. So and the other guys just like, don't get hard.
When they don't show up to the call.
Right. Either they don't show up or
damn, that's what we need. We need a stand-in stunt cock.
Theoretically, let's just say you had Ron Jeremy on with you in a movie cast, and he can't get it up because he has a migraine.
What do you do?
You call him. Your
husband would jump in.
Out of all of the people that you could choose, Dan, that's the one that you choose.
That was a total conscious choice.
Oh, it's too soon, Dan.
Definitely have my husband stand in for Ron Jeremy.
even if he showed up, yeah.
We just know that in prison, Ron can't be watching this show.
This is very true. At this point.
And really, Ron is one of the very few people that is no longer allowed at Exotica, like the actual show.
Okay, so we can talk about him.
Yeah.
So we can probably talk about him.
He's never coming back.
So you had that. So, and then you were the XBiz Cam Awards. You were nominated for Best MILF Cam Model. And your husband, whose name is Wayne, right?
Correct.
Are we supposed to say that?
Wayne.
Yes.
Wayne Siren.
He took my last name in porn.
Okay.
I took his in life. He took mine in porn.
We've known a few people that have done that, Dan, right? Over the years.
We've known nobody that has done that.
Dude. Mr. Tegan?
That was just his Twitter. That was Josh's Twitter.
How many times did he go by like her, whatever? Definitely.
Joshua Presley? He wasn't Josh Presley. He was just Joshua.
Joshua. That's right.
Joshua.
Wayne doesn't go very well with that.
Wayne. I like Wayne. Wayne is like a I knew a kid named Wayne.
He's better than small hands.
In my high school. Who got caught peeping on a girl through her window, and her dad came out. It was him and Jared.
His name Tom?
Dude, Jared. Not my friend Jared, but a different Jared. The dad came out onto the front porch, saw the boys in like the bush or whatever, shot them with a 20 gauge, you know, not just bird shot. So it like little pellets or whatever. These two kids came back into school the next day. One of them had a piece of bird shot permanently like in the side of his face or whatever. He grew up with this like little pellet in there, and it was all from like peeping in on the girls. Probably not the same Wayne, but you know.
Dude, all
Wayne in the background? I hear him.
Well, he just said, I don't think so. So it could have been.
It's like, oh, did I get shot in high school? Let me think back.
Now he's going to run to the bathroom and look at his face.
Call your high school buddy. See if it happened.
That's what that bump is. Yeah. That
Are you from bumfuck Vermont?
Maybe he was.
He could have been. He's not sure. Chuck, I don't remember.
All right. Well, at least let us know how it turns out.
Okay.
And you and Wayne, you guys have a podcast, right? That you guys do?
Is it as professional as ours?
Yeah, actually, it's just as professional.
Okay, it should be a lot more professional.
We're fucking legit. We really are. Look, I got a real microphone, real headphones.
Yes, ours doesn't have. We took the headphones away because you know, I don't like them on my ears and stuff.
We have microphones on arms and stuff.
We have microphones here.
See.
Yeah.
So the answer is much more professional than you, which is totally acceptable. That is actually the right answer. Okay, good.
I like y'all's setup.
Does Wayne ever wear a flamingo shirt with shrimps on it?
I could probably get him to.
Would Wayne say shrimp or shrimps?
I believe it's shrimp is the plural.
Shrimp or shrimps?
Shrimp is the plural.
Shrimps.
Okay. See?
I believe it's shrimp, but we'll do this. Somebody please look it up and tell us in the room. And by the way, not one of you cheap motherfuckers has given us a dollar yet. Not even a dollar. We got to keep this going. It's for the children.
I love this. Yeah.
It's for children. Come on, guys.
Save the bell tower.
Donate.
Oh, my God.
They're suffering.
Seriously.
By the way, I would be remiss if I didn't say that if anybody knows anybody at Instagram.
Oh, God, Dan, you're such an Instagram whore. Dude, you have an Instagram page. How many times has it gotten taken down?
A million.
Okay, so there you go. See,
have you gotten it back?
I think right now my Instagram live is blocked because every single time I get on it, they block it immediately.
It's crazy, right? It doesn't matter what you do.
We just put on our podcast. Like, it's a behind the scenes of the podcast. So, like, we only put our podcast on YouTube. So it's just a behind the scenes of the podcast. It's not even like watching it like this. So right. I'm completely dressed. It's for you. YouTube is fine with it, but you guys are just.
And there's not a goddamn thing you can do about it. So what Dan is doing, he's leading into the fact that we have offered $1,000 bounty on @Exotica.
It is now. We're gonna put it up to $1,500 now.
Right out of Dan's pocket. There we go. $1,500
to get us our Instagram back.
So your Instagram's gone too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had like almost a million followers on there.
And we're pissed. Like
we did nothing. Jay didn't show his boobs.
Yes, I did. But that's not bannable.
But you have boy nipples. They're fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, girl nipples.
You have boy nipples, Jay.
You know what's funny is that's exactly what Dan calls them.
That's my pet name for Jay, boy nipples.
Yes. You and your shrimps.
Yes.
And your shrimps.
Do you have a shrimp coming? My wife's going to be so jealous.
Your wife is going to be so excited for her anniversary. You have boy nipples and
shrimps. Oh, man, let me tell you.
Well, and here's a good segue here. So watch this, Jay. Okay, so Jay's hoping to get lucky with his wife later. And you're a certified sex coach.
I am.
So how would you cheer Jay on to do this?
I would say I've brought you my boy nipples and shrimps.
Okay, good. That's the right answer. Listen, I will tell you.
Does she like boy nipples?
Please be authentic.
So let me tell you what I've done, D, okay? So it's actually our actual anniversary was last Sunday. But we were driving from staying up in Vermont down to Philadelphia. So we drove all day. It was kind of just like a burnt day. So not really anything you could do about it. I just kind of like, you know, happy anniversary was nice, like whatever, but not, you know, didn't do anything. Let it slide, right? Today, right before the show, I went over, I secretly dropped off our children at my brother-in-law's house. And I went to the flower store. I got a big thing of flowers. Hold on, Dan. Hold your question. I came back, picked up a bottle of champagne that I had left in the fridge at the office, a bottle of Dom, and came in with flowers, Dom, and no children. So, like, you tell me that I feel that I've lubricated the situation the best that I can.
First question.
Your children, are they little?
8 and 11.
Okay, yeah. Then you've given her some time. Now, what has she been doing in between, like right now?
She works from home. So she and literally until I tell her to stop working, she will work from home. Dan? Yes, Dan?
Okay. Okay. So I just want to make you feel like you were teaching kindergarten again.
Okay.
So my question is this. You said you secretly dropped off your children. Where does she think they are right now?
Judging
even know
from
not there.
When I walked back in with a big thing of flowers and a bottle of champagne, I think she assumed that they must be not here. So there wasn't a whole lot of questions about children.
Okay, so she's not worried about your children.
No, she is. They, like, we are very...
Like, what is her thing? What's her thing?
What is her thing?
Like, what makes her feel, like, in the mood?
Things that are
like,
not disgusting.
Okay, what's your intentions? Are you trying to get laid?
No, because I can, I mean, I it's kind of, I get it pretty regularly, you know, like I get it, like, it's not like I'm not going to, but I think I'm more interested in, because that's a base and like, you know, I know that's coming no matter what, as long as I don't fuck anything up real bad, like, you know, I got my shot, but I honestly, my thing is I just like to like, I like surprises. I like to, like, you know, be like, hey, you thought it was just another Friday and, like, you know, whatever. And instead, like, we have no children and here's nice stuff. You know, that's okay. My thing.
And then you're taking, are you taking her out to dinner?
We are either going to go out to dinner, which I have reservation if I want them. Or
would you really want to eat dinner on the dirty sidewalks of Philadelphia?
Or we have a rooftop deck that we could always order food in and like a movie theater outside to watch. So
I think, I mean, is she worried about this whole virus shit?
You know, not so much as to not go to an outdoor restaurant, and that's all that there are here. You can't sit inside. Right. So like, you know, we've actually gone to one or two places and like, you know, you wear your mask until you sit down, you take it off, you do your thing, right. You put it back.
You're
on.
You're brave.
I would go. Like, yeah. I don't know. I think everybody feels so cooped up. I like to go out. Like, I like to go to dinner and I make it special. And I, you know, you get to dress up when normally now you're at home doing nothing and you never get to dress
6 months. Yep.
You know, so good to, you know, it just makes you feel good.
Yep.
And then I don't know, like I'm a bath whore. Like that is my thing. Okay. Like I'm so into baths. Like, I don't know if she's into baths, but like that just,
you know, what's funny. She's actually so not into baths that when we built our new house, she was like, we don't need to put a bathtub in the house. I'm like, no, you have to put a bathtub in the house. Like, even if you're even if you're not going to use it, like when you sell it, somebody's going to come in and look at it and
somebody's
be like,
there's no fucking bathtub.
There's no bathtub in this house.
What kind of fucking savages live in this
fucking
place? Yeah.
Like, she also did the same with a dishwasher when we first started. It was like her whole thing was like, she's like, I don't use a dishwasher. Like she's like, Asian people don't use dishwashers. We just, we wash everything by hand. I'm like, well, even if you don't use it, put it in. When we sell the house, it'll be there, you know, whatever. She used it like a weekend and has been using it ever since. So, you know, I mean, it's, you know.
Wait, she didn't want to put a dishwasher in the new house?
Not in the new house. The last time that we redid the kitchen, the last, like, house. Forever ago.
So, yeah. You're very brave, Jay, by the way, for going to dine out. So, my girlfriend Kathy and I tried to go out last week, right? And so I'm like, I'm super paranoid. I'm in New Jersey. So, we were once very bad, you know, and then coronavirus, then we were really bad. Anyway, so we go to the first place, right? And I walk in, and it was like this, like, Greek, like, gyro place that just opened. And I'm like, all right, let's go there. Well, you go inside and you order, and I was going to get takeout. We went there on the opening weekend, and I, like, walked out because there's, like, all people in there with no masks. There's a lot of people in there. I'm, like, paranoid. Go back last week, you know. Really nobody in there, but the woman behind the register, her snout's hanging out of the mask. And then I look over, and then there's a woman on the phone, and there's like a chin strap, and she's talking on the phone. And there's like a prep area. So fucking walk out of there. I'm like, we're out of here. You know, I don't want that fucking shit anyway. I want, you know what I'm in the mood for? I want some lobster. I want like a lobster roll or something. So it's this cool spot.
So we drove to Maine.
Now we go, you know, a couple of towns over, and we go to freaking go to this lobster place, and the waiter comes walking over. Again, his nose hanging out. Then we look inside, and the guy cooking has no mask whatsoever on. Like, nothing. He's just, like, straight up cooking. I'm like, fuck this, we're out of there. Then we go to another place around the corner. They have a nice little patio. They give me these, like, laminated menus, like, barely wiped down the table. I'm like, you know what, funny? We're out of here.
My big thing is supermarket sushi. If everybody wore a mask, then everybody would feel comfortable about, like, what they're doing. You know, like, I just think that, like, you know, if you walked into that place and they were wearing a mask properly, if you saw somebody cooking food, they were wearing a mask properly. If you walk into like order food somewhere and there's people next to you, but they're wearing like, then your level can go way down. Like you get way more comfortable and like, not to get too comfortable, but you know, comfortable nonetheless. And you know, when there's people that just aren't wearing them properly, aren't wearing them at all, like, you know, whatever, then you're just like, eh, like this goes against my better judgment.
Well, Dee, how is it in Houston right now? Is everybody wearing a mask?
Well, it did finally take the government, you know, our local government to step in because they weren't wearing them at all.
Right.
Like, it was kind of odd because it, like, honestly, like, there's a difference between grocery store to grocery store. Like, one grocery store that's a little higher end, everyone had their masks on. Go to the grocery store that's a little more...
Go to Piggly Wiggly, no fucking way.
Like the Kroger, where it's like, you know, honestly, where you had some older people, much older people, and they, none of them had masks on. And I'm like, they're so old, y'all are the ones who are going to die.
Those motherfuckers got Herman caned.
Like, they just don't care. Sure. Like, yeah. People are like, oh, well, going to die anyway, so fuck it. Like, let it take me.
Don't take away my freedom.
You know, I mean, and then it was like, Jesus Christ, y'all are the ones that need to put the damn mask on, you know? Y'all, and you're riding around in your little cart.
Here's the thing, and whether you're, like, you know, left or right, pro-mask, you know, against mask, whatever it is, let me just pose this question to you. And it's like something they should just say in the media. You know, you would have sex. If you're going to have sex, let's just say with a prostitute, somebody you don't know even, now you can get herpes, you can get, you know, HIV.
All kinds of stuff.
There's a litany of shit you can get. Some curable, some not. Some a death sentence, some not. You know, but
most
you
not
could go. Yeah, pretty much not, but still. You know, would you wear a condom?
Yeah. If the weatherman says that it might rain, look, you bring an umbrella. You know, yeah, like that's just.
Even if you're going to get somebody pregnant, you know, I mean, you know, you wear a condom.
If you're going to. If look, you're trying to, you aren't going to.
My ex-wife, I wore a fucking condom and she was on the fucking pill. If she had a kid, I was going to name that fucking kid Houdini because there was no way I was having another freaking kid with that monster.
How do you really feel?
I don't know. I don't get it. Like, it's just a piece of cloth, like, yeah. Right here. I mean, it's not a burqa. Sorry. They're not asking you for, like, so much. Like, come on. It's
maybe,
just a...
Maybe if somebody started doing porn with masks.
No. No. Ew. Nobody,
no, but maybe
nobody
the
wants...
people would get, maybe become normal.
Nobody like, wants to see that watching. Stuff. Like, I don't want it to be normal. I just want people
you know
to
what,
acknowledge
though?
Doing it.
I bought Skims mask. You know, Kim Kardashian's mask.
Right, right.
I bought Skims mask, and they're actually really sexy. And they're so I could see myself like cutting a little hole. Like,
all
little
right,
hole
listen. Let's. It's time to shift to Kim Kardashian talk because I want to talk about this. Kim and Kanye have apparently been living separately for a year now. He's like under like having his worst breakdown of like all time. Apparently they're like in like Tuscaloosa, Alabama, like on video fighting in a car or some shit. No, seriously. Like, I don't even,
they're like Cody, Wyoming.
Was, yeah, exactly.
Like nowhere near.
No, but I'm saying like literally out in the middle of where, what the fuck is Kanye and Kim doing in Wyoming? That's my biggest question out of all.
Kanye has a house there, doesn't he?
A whole like compound there.
Does he?
And Cody, yeah. Man, named after Buffalo, like Wild Bill. I mean, Cody, man, that place is dope. You ever been to Wyoming?
He's growing like his own food. He's growing like everything. Like
so he's there like, tweaking the fuck out is what he's doing.
He has like beef, his own cattle, his own like everything. He thinks
Kanye
he's
Kanye personally massages the beef before they like grind it up. Yeah, and
like he's starting his own fucking cult.
Dude.
Maybe he is. Maybe he's gonna be like, yeah, he's gonna be like fucking.
He's got enough money. He's got enough money, and he's got a crazy following, and he's got a mental illness. So like, check, check, and check. That motherfucker is like the next like you said, Dan, David Koresh or some shit.
Or maybe, dude, maybe he bought Cody, Wyoming, like Schitt's Creek. Like, you ever watch Schitt's Creek?
No, I've never watched Schitt's Creek.
Great show.
Like I didn't watch the whole thing.
I
know it's kind of weird.
Anyway, they buy the town, they lose all their money, they go over there, and that's where they have to live in Schitt's Creek.
Do you think the hottest Jenner is?
The hottest Jenner?
Or like hottest, you know, Kardashian.
Jenner/Kardashian. Yeah. Somebody said Bruce.
Pick your hottest. Pick
Wayne said. That's what Wayne.
Wayne, I hear Wayne in the background.
All right, Wayne.
He wins.
Okay, my name's Paul. It's between y'all.
No, it's definitely like pick one. Who's the hottest one out of the bunch?
Wait, are they mute? Do they not have are they not allowed to speak?
No, they're the exact people that you are finding that you think you know.
Speak. Dude, I have no fun.
You have one picked. Are you going straight to Kim?
Who's the least favorite one?
It depends.
Least
who
famous one. Who's the least?
Okay, so listen. There's Courtney, who is the oldest sister, hot.
Yeah.
Probably the hottest of the three, kind of, and whatever. Then there's Kim. Then there's OJ's baby. What's her name?
Chloe.
Chloe. And then there is the kid, the boy. Who's the boy?
Oh, is it Chris? Is that his name?
I don't know. He went crazy. He got super fat, and then he just disappeared or whatever. So he's gone. Then you have who's the other ones?
Then there's the Jenners.
The Jenners. Kendall
and Kylie.
Kendall and Kylie.
And one of them is about to be a billionaire.
Kendall is.
Kylie is a billionaire.
Kendall.
She's a fucking billionaire. From what?
From her makeup.
From makeup.
Kendall is the hot one. Without any like without all the like shit
she's
done
had
to her,
no, like plastic surgery,
and
she's
beautiful.
She's a model. She's like woo, way tall. She got the Jenner jeans because she's like way tall.
She's so this all the way goes back to me that she's the hottest one. I think
UB. I think I can't read his name on there. Says that they're like golf clubs. It depends on who's the hottest.
Okay.
Well, I have a big ass, so I'm still down with Kim.
You're down with Kim?
She's short girl. Like me, like she's my height, and she's got a big butt. Now my big butt is real, hers is not, but you know.
What kind of plastic surgery do you use? Is it like straight butt implants? They go in like under the muscle and like put something under there, like boob implants?
It depends on the girl. Like I know girls that have had like true implants, which they're just silicone. They're like. Right. Almost shaped like a kidney, and they actually cut underneath the butt cheek, and then they put those up in there.
Yeah, just like a breast implant, right? They put them under your.
There was a girl.
Like they get hard, so the butt's like kind of not. It's very hard looking. Like it doesn't jiggle, and it kind of doesn't move a lot. Then now they have silicone injections, so then they just inject like little blobs.
She froze. You froze, D?
She'll be back. There she is. There she is.
There you are.
Okay. What was I talking
about?
You
were right here. Blobs.
You were like...
Blobs of silicone. So then it makes like a bubbly butt. Like, you know, where... And that's what they have, or more bubbly the butt. Silicone injection.
Yeah, I mean, I would expect that they have like the grade A ass implants.
There was a girl in the business. I can't remember who it was. Otherwise, I would probably, in my state right now, sell her out. But it was on a set or something, and she had butt implants, and one of them shifted during the scene, so they had to stop filming, and she had to go get corrective butt implant surgery.
I know. If it's the same person, then I know who she is.
Oh,
and name started with an A, right?
Nope. Then that would be a different one. So answer. She's not the only one.
So, that's crazy.
I mean, and that's
this is an epidemic. It's an epidemic, obviously, Jay.
Go get like surgery in like Mexico and down in South America, and the surgeons just suck because it's cheaper.
My weed doctor actually graduated from the University of Guadalajara.
Yeah.
Well,
the diploma's hanging on his wall. I'm like, this is amazing.
At least he practices in Jersey.
It's great.
So ridiculous. We're
legal here. Where are we going? So anyway,
it's my Skims mask.
Oh, let's see it. Okay, hold on. I'm going to put you there. You go.
Put it on.
It's a Kim Kardashian mask.
Well, it looks very custom cut.
Yeah, it looks sexy because like it fits on your face perfectly.
Now give us the profile shot. Oh, dude, it really does. That's nice.
Is it easy to breathe in?
Yeah, it's real thin.
I'm going to need to see your oxygen counts.
I don't have anything to
say. Wayne, bring in the oxygen counter.
Wayne, do you find she gets really, really flighty after she wears that for a little while?
He makes her wear it at home.
I'm pretty flighty all the time. So he didn't know the difference.
Oh,
but Wayne, don't you think it would be hot just to like cut a hole right there, like right where my mouth is? You could do a blowjob.
See, it would work for a blowjob scene.
That's what your masks are missing.
What's really scary is that people are actually cutting holes in them to go out in public, like as like a, you know, whatever. Yeah. So,
and to eat, like yeah, they cut holes in it to eat and drink.
I saw the one where they like when they open their chin or whatever, it like opens like this. It was a couple of kids shot it from the table like over, and they were just like, "What the fuck is this?"
Yeah. I like the ones, there's ones now too where they have them, they're plastic.
Tell me how it's going to work to wear a mask on a kindergartner all day for 8 hours a day and them actually keep that on their fucking face.
You know what? I have no idea. We're still trying to figure out how it's going to work with somebody wearing, or the porn star wearing a mask and people wanting to come to Exotica to meet her.
I will say that they're attempting to put kids to school faster, back to school faster than they are to opening Exoticas. So I would say the first problem is the school side, which I think a lot of people are dealing with at this point. We had made the decision, Philadelphia gave you an option to either go back to like, it was 2 days in school and then 3 days off, or do virtual only. We're lucky enough that both of us work from home. So it was like, you know, we can do this, you know, no problem. Virtual only, like right in. Then they had enough blowback from the teachers unions and stuff. Like I said before, you know, Philadelphia's public school system has been so dramatically underfunded for the last 20 years that literally they've done nothing but bleed it dry. And now they're expected to adapt with nothing, you know, to be able to do what they're trying to do. And so the school board or the teachers union said, you know, the schools have been inadequate for 20 years. Like now you want us to go back to work during a pandemic? No, not happening. You know? So it's going to be, they need to fix this shit. Seriously. Like the United States will not get better until there's a vaccination.
Our schools are saying our kids are going back to school. Like my 14-year-old's going back to school. He has a choice. He can go back to school or he can stay home. And then they said, if you read it, everything, once somebody gets coronavirus, then whatever classes they've been in, including lunch, is going to be shut down.
Yep.
One person.
Yep.
So how long do you think that'll last?
That was exactly why we chose what we did, because I would rather enroll a kid to start steadily from a program at the beginning and one that you know is safe versus, but I also understand that there's a lot of people in the world that don't have the opportunity to be able to be home with their kids to do that stuff. And that's the sad part. You know what I mean? It's really hard, man. There's a lot of, you know,
You know what's interesting too, though, is like, you know, with the colleges, right? Colleges have canceled things way before, they canceled their athletics before, you know, they did. They canceled in-person classes before the schools did. Yeah, because colleges are big business, right? I mean, they're getting paid, you know, per student, you know, and they're, by the way, guess what? when it's not open, like my son, I told you, has graduated. I'm enrolling him, you know, at the local, you know, community college. I figure he's going to take online classes. He might as well do that anyway, anywhere, you know, for $5,000 a year. But it's a hell of a lot better than, you know, $50,000 a year.
Yep. Right.
That's somebody I know somebody's kid is going to, what is it? I think it's a, you know, I think Manhattan College, or I think somebody actually, well, the kid's going to Princeton, and, you know, he's not playing football right this semester. Nothing.
Yeah.
It's tough, man. It's going to be a crazy world. And of course, you know, we're on the Exotica front, just kind of like, you know, we wait to hear from the cities. You know, every city that we do, it's like, now we start the waiting game for Chicago. We need a couple of months to produce the event to actually, like, you know, a lot of people say to us, like, oh, you do 4 shows a year. What do you do the other 48 weeks? You know, and it's like, well, it's a little bit different than that. You know, it takes a little bit of planning to get all the people in the room that we have. And so
sure. Yeah. Shows are huge.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, I've only been to AVN. I've only been to Exotica. But Exotica was so much fun. Like, yeah, honestly, awesome. It was much more fun, right?
Better than AVN.
And like, I was just so shocked, like, cause I really didn't promote it too much because I had just gotten back into the industry It was just like, kind of like, okay, let's finally go to one of these things and, you know, just go for it. And I met so many fans and they were just like, wow, you're actually here. That's so cool. And so many couples and like New Jersey was just awesome.
Bonkers.
Like, people in New Jersey are awesome. And, you know, everybody was just so loving and sweet. And I had such an amazing experience. It was just great.
And Wayne told us that he likes Jersey Exotica better than AVN.
Yeah.
Yeah. You heard that.
Well, that's true.
We heard it straight from Wayne.
We heard it straight from Wayne.
AVN last year, like this year, the AVN first time was like clusterfuck. Okay, kind of like just stand on my feet 7 hours, you know, a day and being exhausted. This time it was better. Like it was better because I don't know, but it's been 10 years. I've been in the business, you know, I went once early and now 10 years later. So, you know, of course it's going to be a different experience. So it was better, but it was just the fact that it was just so personable, you know, you're not just like standing way up on some big stage where you can't talk to people and it's just, AVN's just like so crowded and overwhelming that you're like, you know, it's just like,
they honestly are just, they're too big for the Hard Rock. Like, or well, what is now Virgin?
Yeah, we actually have more people than they do.
But they have such a small space, and like it handicaps what they can do as far as like getting people.
Is it happening this year?
Yeah,
because I know CES canceled.
Oh wait, is it happening this year? Yeah, well,
I would say probably.
Probably not.
No, but have they canceled yet? I mean, because I know CES canceled.
CES. Like, CES needs like 6 months of a lead time to be able to tell people, like, don't build your 6 month trade show booth. Like, remember AVM back in the day? Did you guys? Yeah, I mean, Dan, I know you did.
I've been around for 137 years.
Did you go to AVM back in like the old school
last
days?
Last time was like 2010.
Okay. So AVM back.
Well, I went like, what was that? My first year going there was 1999.
Wow. So mine was 2000 and probably 4-ish, 4 or 5. And it was just so, it's so crazy. For like back then it was 250,000 square feet of space that just had, they fucking had like multi-level booths, like fire trucks parked there. They had like, I mean, you name it, like AVN had it. And, you know, now it's like, it's just so different. You know,
the business has changed so much. I mean,
of course.
When you first broke into the industry in 2010, I mean, you know, it wasn't, cams weren't nearly where the level where they are now, right? I mean, and now you're doing a thing where you're, you know, you've been doing it for a while and you're mentoring, you know, other aspiring models, you know, through your Siren Triple X Studios or Siren Triple X cams, right?
Well, I actually started a new website. I am like a certified sex coach, so I have sirensexcoach.com, and that includes actually sex coaching or intimacy coaching for the general public, but then there's also an industry mentoring section. I also write for X-Critic. I write for their industry mentors. I guess that's what it's called, X-Mentors column. So basically it's just, you know, I started this from Houston, from being a webcam model where somebody said, hey, you should do porn. And I shot my first video with Naughty Alicia and her husband, and they're from Florida. So always, you know, we started amateur, you know, my first video was Huge Holes 15 for Sticky Video. So it was, you know,
Sticky
definitely
videos.
It was, you know, and it was all about massive extreme toys. You know, I definitely went big before I went small. You know,
have you ever bought a toy from Bad Dragon?
Yes, I love those toys. Like, they're so cool.
Little plug.
Are they big enough for you?
Are they? I don't know. Not all of them. I mean, some of them are smaller. It just depends on a toy.
I can't believe we didn't even hit on the size, the toy size queen of that she is. It's pretty amazing.
I'll show you my biggest.
No, I can't.
I'm gonna show you. Here, Wayne will get it.
No. Show us what we get off of here. No.
As long as it doesn't look like anything. No, it's not weird looking.
Cover the top.
Go. Look, that's my new toy.
Whoa!
And we're gonna get kicked off of YouTube.
No, you're not.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. We spent the last hour sending our thoughts and prayers to people with headaches, and we just got ourselves thrown off air. It's nice because
my podcast, so you can show it on yours.
The way I have you guys like framed, when she went like this and brought it up, she's in the middle and it's like all split. So literally, all you just see is a like
black.
A bar across the thing, like
balls or anything.
You know, it's just for, what do they say? It's just for it's a gag gift.
Wayne, you're an animal.
Well, that would definitely gag somebody. That's for sure.
It's a gag gift. It's a gag gift.
I thought you were gonna stick it in. This is all Wayne's fault. Wayne.
God damn it, Wayne.
God damn you, Wayne.
Oh.
Where is Wayne?
Jesus. What's Wayne's social media? I'll put it up for him.
It is all his fault. You can blame him.
Oh, freaking Wayne.
His social media is Kit Mercer XXX.
She probably would be appalled with that.
So, Dee, remind everybody. So, I know they could find you at sirensexcoach.com. Also, on your website, mrssiren.com, your Twitter at Mrs. Siren.
Yes.
Instagram
at probably doesn't exist.
D.Siren, yes.
Maybe.
And OnlyFans at Mrs. Siren also, right?
Yep. Mrs. Siren. Yep. One of those two. My podcast is Siren Sexy Secrets on YouTube. So come check us out.
Dan, you should go on and tell your sexy secrets.
Yeah.
You should.
I have a thing for men with flamingos,
but
no shrimps.
Gas toys, and I ain't worried about it. So.
Well, we might have to have. Maybe we can syndicate your Siren Sexy Secrets.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah,
on TV. So coming soon, maybe, if we're not already kicked off of there.
You'll get kicked off of fucking Instagram, but you won't. You'll be good.
Don't worry, Dan. Just, you know.
Don't worry. You sound like Jay.
Don't worry.
You'll be all right.
You'll be fine.
It's just a flu.
Just
all right. Don't worry. It's just a dildo. Why are you afraid
it's
of
just
it?
Just a tip.
Why are you afraid of a dildo?
Dan is not afraid of them. In fact, he is not afraid. Yeah. No, he's a dildo master.
Wait till you see what I gave your wife for you to bring it break out tonight in the anniversary lovemaking for you, Jay.
You know, Jay,
I'll give you a hit. It rhymes with strap on.
You can bring that.
What's that?
I said you can bring my toy for.
I'd throw it over my shoulder. I'd walk into the room, and she would die.
And she would die. But wouldn't that be a great way to like break the ice? Be like, hey, baby.
You know what I would do is probably like suction cup it on the wall just over the headboard.
And then she would look at you like, you are amazing, because that thing is scary.
Or she would look at me and be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You do not know me at all.
She looks at you like that every day.
Oh, she really does.
Yeah. You do have shrimp on your shirt.
Yeah, that's true.
And flamingos.
Shrimps.
Shrimp.
Shrimps.
Oh, shrimps.
Oh, man. So, all right.
By the way, D, is it handkerchief or handkerchief?
I don't even want to start.
Handkerchief.
Anyway, we want to thank you very much for coming on, fighting through whatever, headaches and stuff you may or may not have had. We appreciate
it. She actually got the Rona at the start of the interview, and she's cured of the Rona at the end.
We'll have our people call your people, and we'll figure out maybe you'll be syndicating Siren's Sexy Secrets.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome. Stay safe down there. And, you and Wayne, stay safe down there in Houston.
We will.
Don't wear your mask and openly carry at the same time, especially your Kim K mask. Jim, what did we learn today?
What was the question?
What did we learn today?
What did we learn today?
This is a new segment.
Nothing? I don't think I learned anything. I think I'm just as dumb as I was when I started this interview. I might actually be a little dumber with the beard.
He wants to go get laid. So for the soon-to-be-laid Jay, I'm Dan. He's saying, stay safe.
Come on, Jay. Sexy, baby. Woo!